This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. U.S. government advisors from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have recommended booster doses of Pfizer's vaccine for millions of Americans. The move comes despite concern among some experts that the extra shots will do little to slow the COVID-19 pandemic. The advisory panel to the CDC recommended the extra doses for people 65 and older, nursing home residents, and people who are 50 to 64 with underlying medical conditions. The shots would be given at least 6 months after the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. It also said that boosters could be offered to people 18 to 49 with underlying conditions. Millions more Americans will still face confusion. Those who received the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson shots early in the vaccine rollout. The government has not considered boosters for those brands and has no data on whether it's safe or effective to mix and match and give those people a Pfizer shot. The Biden administration's special envoy to Haiti resigned in protest of inhumane large-scale expulsion of Haitian migrants to their homeland as it is racked by civil strife and natural disaster. Daniel Foote was appointed to the position in July following the assassination of Haiti's President Jovenel Moïse. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Daniel Foote was able to speak his mind.
His purview was, of course, being the special envoy on the ground. His positions were and his views were put forward. They were valued. They were heard. Different policy decisions were made in some circumstances.
Even before migrant expulsions from the small Texas border town of Del Rio started, the career diplomat was known to be deeply frustrated with what he considered a lack of urgency in Washington and a glacial pace on efforts to improve conditions in Haiti. This is VOA News. Mexican authorities are moving to expel Haitians who had been gathering in large numbers at a border town along the Rio Grande. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Haitian migrants who've been camping in Mexico in a riverside park in Ciudad Acuña awoke surrounded by Mexican security forces as a helicopter thundered overhead. A fence line and a line of state police vehicles funneled migrants back to the crossing point they've been using all week. Dozens of families opted to hustle into the river and cross the border to Texas, calculating it was better to take their chances with U.S. authorities. Three buses that had been waiting with National Guard troops and immigration agents left empty. Meanwhile, Mexican National Guard and immigration agents led overnight raids at hotels in Ciudad Acuña, where Haitian migrants had been staying. People who were detained were let out with their hands secured behind their backs and loaded into a van. Local resident Raul Amaguer said he thought the way immigration officials were treating the Haitians was inhumane. We are not discriminating, but people are seeing us this way as if we are discriminating against them. Mexico is flying plane loads of Haitian migrants to southern cities and trying to keep more from reaching the northern border. I'm Jennifer King.
One of the founders of the Taliban says they will again carry out harsh punishments, including executions and amputations, as they reassert their rule over Afghanistan. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Mullanuruddin Turabi was justice minister and head of the religious police when the Taliban were last in power in the 1990s. At that time, convicted murderers were killed by a single gunshot to the head. Convicted thieves had a hand amputated, and those punishments were usually carried out before large crowds at a stadium or mosque, a practice that drew international condemnation. Turabi is now in charge of prisons, and he tells the Associated Press such punishments will return, though perhaps not in public. He says no one will tell the Taliban what its laws should be, and they will follow the Quran. I'm Ben Thomas.
Roger Mitchell, who directed films like Notting Hill and Changing Lanes, has died at the age of 65, according to his family. Details of his death were not given. AP's Margie Zaraletta reports.
You have a stunt bottom?
I could have a stunt bottom.
Roger Mitchell's most famous film is Notting Hill with Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts. For a time, it was the highest-grossing British film ever. Mitchell also made Changing Lanes with Ben Affleck and Samuel L. Jackson, as well as Venus with Peter O'Toole. Mitchell also directed for British theater productions. His TV adaptations include Jane Austen's Persuasion and The Buddha of Suburbia in the 1990s. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.